If you enjoy this audio and you'd like to support the project, you can now do so and get 50% off an annual subscription to my Patreon, where you get a ton of bonus content plus early access to audio in your podcast feed. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/girlonthenet and use the code WANKER at checkout.
This is Three in the End, written and read by Molly Moore.
Brief content note before we begin. This is a trilogy of hot stories about butt plugs. Story 3 in the trilogy, Desperate, contains some elements of consensual non-consent.
The walk home. The first time I left the house wearing it was to go to the shops. He grabbed my hand as I went to leave, pulled down my knickers, smeared lube on my arse, and pushed the metal bulbous head into me. The intrusion made me yelp, and he grabbed a handful of my hair to hold me in place as he pressed the plug deep into me. My body tried to convince me to fight, but I knew the answer was to relax and just let him do it. Breathe, I thought to myself. And then it was done, and he gave my bottom a little spank, like a full stop to his actions. Pull your knickers up, and don't forget to get my soda and eggs. The walk to the shop was not far, and yet today it felt like it took forever. The first person who I walked past gave me a little smile, just being friendly, and yet I could feel my face flush a hot pink colour as my mind tried to convince me that my secret was written large on me somewhere. I felt like I had a sign around my neck, butt plug wearing little slut. It was worse in the shop. My juices were leaking from my cunt, making my knickers wet between my legs, and my clit felt swollen and achy. I wanted to reach down and touch it. Just a few little strokes to try to relieve the ache. In the queue for the checkout, I pressed my thighs tightly together and squeezed my pelvic floor muscles tight. It did nothing to help. In fact, it made it worse, as it momentarily enhanced the feeling of fullness from the plug. I paid for the shopping, fairly sure that my face looked flushed, which only made me hotter. I couldn't wait to be out of there. The walk home was faster. I needed him to help me. I needed to finish this, to give me relief. I almost fell through the front door in my rush to get inside. "Please," I begged when he appeared in the kitchen. He laughed and helped me put the shopping away before turning his hand to my reward. Writer's block. I don't know what to write. My head is empty. He contemplates me for a moment. "Wait here." I listen as he climbs the stairs and crosses the landing to our bedroom. He is there for a couple of minutes, and then he is back in the room with me. There is something in his hand, but when I bend to look, he hides it behind his back. "So nosy," he says, but he doesn't smile. I can tell from his face that he is not to be humoured. A little shiver of apprehension dances through my body. "Bend over the sofa." His tone makes it very clear that it is not a suggestion. I do as I am told. He lifts my skirt. I am Nicholas beneath it. He runs his hand slowly over my buttocks. I let out a little sigh at the gentle caress, but as he takes his hand away, I brace myself for the spanking I believe that I am about to get. "Relax," he murmurs as his fingers part my arse cheeks. The cool trickle of lube makes my cunt twitch. He pushes the plug into me without ceremony. No gentle persuasion of my body's resistance. Heat flushes up through my body in response to the pain or pleasure. Somehow it's both. He flips my skirt back down and leads me back to my chair and indicates that I should sit. "Now write," he says. "At least 500 words before dinner is ready," and he heads into the kitchen. The blank white screen sits in front of me. Large, white, empty and daunting. As I sigh, I sink down into my chair a little bit more. The plug, which I thought was firmly in place, shifts inside me, sliding in just that tiny bit more as I relax onto it. I close my eyes and concentrate on it, how it feels in me, violating me, and I open my eyes and write. Filth pours from my fingertips, of rough hands, coarse rope, restraints, legs spread, a queue of men, a bottle of lube, holes used, tears shed, orgasms that come and come. By the time dinner is ready, I have close to 1,000 words. Desperate. "Such a pretty little whore," he purrs into my ear, one hand wrapped around my neck, the other firmly in my hair, as he guides me from behind into the bedroom, stopping in front of the mirror. Look at you, all wide-eyed and breathless, desperate for it, despite your protests. I bet you're dripping wet. He twists me round and pushes me face down onto the bed in front of him. I scrabble to try and get away from him, but he is quick and grabs my legs, dragging me back down the bed. He puts one knee up on the bed beside me and presses down into the small of my back to hold me in place. I can hear him fumbling with his other hand. As the cold lube hits my arse, I start to struggle underneath him, but he is stronger than me and determined. He raises a hand and spanks me, one, two, three stinging slaps on my backside. Stop struggling, bitch, he growls. He must have had the plug in his pocket along with the lube. He pushes it into me. You are going to feel so deliciously tight on my cock with that buried in your arse. All I can do is whimper in return, and to my shame, I find myself lifting my butt and spreading my legs for him. He laughs as he guides his hard dick into the tight wet heat of my cunt, fucking himself into me with a grunt and a groan. Every time he thrusts into me, the plug moves with him, fucking me in the arse as he fucks me in the cunt. His mouth finds the flesh on the back of my neck, and then my shoulder, his teeth sinking into my skin. My cries fill the room as my orgasm pulses through my cunt. Desperate little bitch, he whispers into my ear as he empties his balls into me. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.